Sally is just 10 and the youngest of the group. Because she is so ill, Sally spends most of her time sleeping. Downstairs in one of the grown-ups' wards is the oldest patient in the hospital, 99-year-old Nellie. Hundreds of people work at Lord Funt Hospital. Among them are Sir Quentin Strillers. He is the upper-class hospital principal and is in charge of everyone and everything. There's Matron. Despite running the children's ward, she doesn't like children at all. Dr. Loppers has just become a doctor and is rather easy to fool. Tootsie is the hospital's dinner lady. She brings meals round on a trolley to all the patients. Nurse Mees is the tired-looking nurse who never ever seems to get a night off work. Dilly is one of the hospital's cleaners. You can always tell where she is cleaned, as there will be a long trail of fag ash. Mr. Cod is the old chemist. He has a hearing aid and thick glasses. Mr. Cod runs the pharmacy in the hospital. The porter is a lonely figure whose real name is a mystery. His job is to move people and things around the hospital, which he never seems to leave. From outside the hospital, there is the headmaster of Tom's school, St. Willet's boarding school for boys, Mr. Thews. Midnight is the time when all the children are fast asleep, except, of course, for the Midnight Gang. That is the time when their adventures are just beginning. Chapter 1. Monster Man.
Ah!
Screamed the boy. The most monstrous face he had ever seen was peering down at him. It was the face of a man, but it was completely lopsided. One side was larger than it should have been, and the other was smaller. The face smiled as if to calm the boy down, only to reveal a set of broken and rotten teeth. This made the boy even more scared than before.
Ah!
He screamed again.
You will be all right, young sir. Please try and be calm,
slurred the man. His face was so misshapen that so was his speech. Who was this man, and where was he taking the boy? It was only then that the boy realized he was lying on his back, staring straight up. It felt almost as if he was floating. But something was rattling. He was rattling. The boy realized he must be lying on a trolley. A trolley with wonky wheels. His head clouded with questions. Where was he? How did he get here? Why couldn't he remember a thing? And most importantly, who was this terrifying man-monster? The trolley travelled slowly down the long corridor. The boy could hear the sound of something being dragged along the floor. It sounded like the squeak of a shoe. He looked down. The man was limping. Just like his face, one side of his body was smaller than the other, so the man was dragging his withered leg along with him. It looked like every movement might be painful. A pair of tall doors swung open, and the trolley trundled into a room and came to a stop. Then some curtains were drawn around the boy.
I hope that wasn't too uncomfortable, young sir,
said the man. The boy thought it was curious that this man called him sir. He had never been called sir in his life. He was only 12. Sir was a title reserved only for teachers at his boarding school.
Now, you wait here. I'm just the porter. Let me get the nurse. Nurse!
As he lay there, the boy felt strangely disconnected from his own body. It felt limp, lifeless. The pain, though, was in his head. It was throbbing, hot. If the feeling could be a